Welcome into today's community close-up. We have with us today
Cassie York. I'm a peer support specialist with Mountain Community Health Partnership.
And I am Shel McCall, the director of Partners Aligned Toward Health. And we also are both here as representatives of the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force.
There's lots going on in the area. Task Force, has it really been going on for 10 years?
It's been going on for 10
years. I've been in contact with Jeff about doing some stuff about that, and I'm going, it can't be 10 years. But it's amazing. But it's done good work.
There are a lot of people in this community who have put in a lot of hours and heart and skill, and it's really incredible. We have a lot to be proud of in this community.
We really do. So a special event is coming up.
It's coming up next weekend, September 12th, 13th, and 14th. We are doing the My Community Cares Summit.
Mm-hmm.
My standing for Mitchell and Yancey, as many things do in this area. It is a summit focused on people with lived experience of substance use and people seeking recovery, looking that there is hope for recovery. We're looking to sort of do some culture shift in the community around our own thoughts and biases and approaches that we take. It's a small town, and when people have a past, sometimes it's hard to move beyond the story that people know about you, and that's really one of the key focuses of this, is to give people hope that there is recovery and there's hope for a brighter life, if that's what people choose to do.
It's their choice, but it is there, and there's lots of people ready to help as well.
There's lots of people, and we want to build on that in this community.
What's the event going to involve?
Sure. So it's a three-day event.
Mm-hmm.
We are incredibly lucky that we have very well-respected, internationally known speaker coming to our area. Her name is Tonir Kane Muldrow. She has a significant past experience of trauma and addiction, substance use disorder, and she grew up in inner city Baltimore, and she had a life that I think most of us would pretty much classify as very challenging. Folks who are familiar with adverse childhood experiences, she had many of those. She's had multiple incarcerations, and she has found her way to the other side of all of that and has become a speaker on how communities and agencies tend to re-traumatize people when they're seeking services. And she really has made it her life's work now to help agencies and organizations shift their thinking so that we are aware of our conscious biases or our unconscious biases, the way that we put up barriers to folks. And so we're very excited to have her coming in. We have lots of agencies attending. The summit starts on Thursday, September the 12th. Mrs. Kane Muldrow has made a documentary called Healing Neen. That's N-E-E-N. That's a nickname that her mom used for her when she was a child.
Oh, okay.
And she is going to come. She's also written a book, and we will have free books to the first 60 people who walk through the door. The doors open at 5:30 at Mountain Heritage on Thursday, September the 12th. She'll do some book signings, and then we will all watch her documentary. She'll be available there, and then afterwards she'll be available to answer questions. And we do want, this is open to anyone in the community who wants to come, we do want people to know that there is sensitive subject matter that may be hard for some folks. And so we just want to make sure that people know that. She's had a very challenging past, and she talks in detail about that past.
Right.
So it is for adult audiences only. That is available and open to people. We do have child care available for people, but we need to know if people are bringing children by this Friday so that we know what to plan for.
Okay.
And then Friday, September the 13th, we're going to have a full day of professional development and training with Mrs. Kane Muldrow. She's going to be doing all of the training herself.
Oh, great.
She used to be a trainer for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Agency, a national agency. So she's going to be available for our community folks, our agency folks, who I would say anyone who interacts with anyone who touches substance use in any way. So
wow.
If you're working with people who are struggling with substance use disorder right now, if you're working with children of parents who have dealt with that, if you're working with parents who have children who are struggling with that, or in any way, shape, or form, if you interact in your professional capacity with someone who has experienced trauma or who has experienced substance use disorder in any way, the training is relevant to you. Yeah. So she will be doing a full day of training at the Burnsville Town Center. There is a cost for the Friday training. You can find out information and register at mycommunitycares.eventsmart.com. The online registration is only open and through this Friday, so just a couple of days.
And they need to at least by tomorrow.
By tomorrow, yes.
By tomorrow, register.
You can also find it if you search on Facebook. If you're on Facebook and search My Community Care Summit, there's an event on Facebook that has the registration link there as well. So we'll be having a full training day, and it's a pretty cool opportunity here because we have the health district of all three counties of the health district. We have the Departments of Social Services of Yancey and Mitchell counties. We have law enforcement representation from both counties. We have school representation from both counties. We have people in health care and behavioral health. We have folks from the judicial system. We have lots of folks from local nonprofits, and so it is a really cool opportunity for lots of different sectors, which is a lot of work that the Substance Abuse Task Force does, and the faith community, pulling in all of these people for a single opportunity to learn together on how we can shift our thinking and become more aware of the way that we are available to offer people help.
Yeah. So that's going on during the day on Friday.
That's all day on Friday.
All day as in what time does it start?
Doors will open around 8:15, and Mrs. Kane Muldrow will begin her keynote at 9 o'clock, and we will be wrapped up by 5. So it's a sort of standard day.
Yeah.
People who do register will have lunch available. The lunch is included in the registration cost. We're really lucky to be working with local Twisted Laurel Catering to be able to provide delicious and nutritious lunch for people. And we'll have availability for people to go to the tents and tables and chairs on the town square and enjoy a little bit of the town square Burnsville for lunch during that day.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue soon with Shell McCall and Cassie York as we find out more about the My Community Cares Summit that's going to be taking place the 12th, 13th, and 14th of September. Now, if you'd like to register for the training all day, if you'd like to register for childcare, for the Thursday night documentary screening, or find out just more information in general, especially about the big celebration that's going to be on the town square in Burnsville on the 14th, you can go to mycommunitycares.eventsmart.com on the internet, or you can also search on Facebook, My Community Cares Summit. Thank you again to Shell McCall and Cassie York, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.